first of all, connecting with the sensations in the body. Beginning with the sensations in your feet. Feeling the point of contact of your feet with the ground. Feeling the inner sensations, the sensations of energy in the feet. Then the ankles and calves. And thighs, contact, the contact of your body with your cushion or chair, feeling the pressure, the weight. Your stomach. Feeling the movement of your stomach in and out as you breathe. Your back. Chest. Feel the expansion and contraction of your chest as you breathe. Shoulders, arms, hands, fingers. Skull. Forehead. Cheeks, ears, jaw, mouth. And throat. You're aware of the whole body of sensation. going to be exploring a little bit of the six element practice. We're doing it so that we can let go of what stands between us and the Buddha. If you can imagine your particular yidam, or the Buddha, or the refuge tree before you. And you can recognize that it's our self-attachment that prevents us from fully uniting with Buddhahood. Attention back to the sensations in the body. We reflect on the earth element in the body. Noticing those sensations that are connected with the solid energy of the body. Those aspects of the body that resist and notice the resistance of your body to the cushion underneath you, to the floor underneath you, your hands to your legs, and so on. So notice that sense of resistance. And you can imagine all the other elements of the body that are made up of earth, the other constituents of the body that are made up of the earth element. skin, the hair, nails, teeth, flesh, fat, bones, all the sense organs, all the inner organs, the brain, heart and lungs and so on. You feel what you can of it and imagine the rest. Ask yourself, is there anything in the earth element, in the body that could be I or mine? Can you find anything permanent in the body? Earth element in the body. Anything that's always been there, always will be there, was before your body formed, will be after your body formed. Just really think. Think about the way the body's formed, the way the body disintegrates. Find anything in the body that is independent, doesn't arise from previous conditions, doesn't depend on conditions. Anything that's self-originated. Can you find anything that is single, unitary, cannot be subdivided, impartite? Can you find anything that you can control in any genuine sense? If you've not found anything that's permanent, independent, singular, single, and ultimately controllable, then there's nothing in the earth element, in the body, that can be truly I or mine. Nothing we can identify as I. Identify with as I. Nothing we can own. We give it up. Not me, not mine, not myself. Renounce the earth element. Our attachment to it stands in the way of enlightenment, stands in the way of the Buddha, Bodhisattva before us, prevents us from fully opening to them. We give it up. leads to us acting selfishly, leads to us craving and hating, ignoring, stands in the way of compassion, of bodhicitta, service to all that lives. We give it up. Give it up to the service of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, the service of living beings. We're aware of it, but our awareness is not bound up with it, not identified with it. It's simply part of our awareness. It comes and goes. Disentangle our awareness from it. Enjoy it. Enjoy that awareness. Experience the pleasurable sense of detachment. Just rest in the state of freedom from the earth element. Fully aware, but not bound up. just aware of the earth element. That consciousness, awareness, disentangled from it. It's not me, not mine, not myself.